Merry Christmas, everybody. Glad you're here. Glad you're here on Christmas Eve as we celebrate Jesus' birthday. I'm Pastor John Spate, by the way. Before I start talking too much about the very first Christmas from long, long ago, I want to invite Miss Dawn, our Director of Kids Ministry, to join me up here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you? You doing
so
all right?
So glad to be here.
Yep, I am too. I'm
but
glad
we
you're
need
here.
Some kids.
Yes,
we definitely need some kids, and we need them right up here.
All
come
right.
on, everybody, come on forward.
So all kids are invited to join
all
us right
the kids.
Up here on the floor.
Yes.
All right.
Right
come
here.
Come on down.
Keep coming. Oh, look, there are a lot of them. A
lot of kids.
We better get them time to get here.
Come on in. Great.
Oh, there's even more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Miss Dawn, did you bring the five gifts that I asked you to bring tonight?
I sure did. We are all set, but let me just double check that there's five. One, two, three, four, five. Yes, they're all here. They're ready for you.
Fantastic. Five presents. Kids, got a question for you. How many of you are expecting to open a present here pretty soon? Yeah, maybe tonight or tomorrow, huh? Hey, and what do you, somebody want to tell me what you hope that you will open and find as a present? Who wants to tell me? Okay, Johnny, you want to tell me? What do you think you might open? What do you think might be in there? All right, you try. A bike? Fantastic. A fire truck. And a dump truck. That's great. That's great. What about you? A Godzilla toy. Oh, I see. Okay, what about you?
An underwear and a shirt.
A what?
An underwear and a shirt.
A shirt.
An underwear.
Okay, excellent, 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 I think. Okay, yeah, AJ, go ahead.
Something that can fit in a sack, because I have a sack right at home.
Something that'll fit in a sock, because you
no,
have
a sack.
In a big sack, because you have a big sack at home. Okay, under your tree. Okay, two more. All right, what?
Football.
A football. Fantastic. Okay, you want to try it again, Johnny?
An autographed football.
An autographed football. Okay, and since I know your dad, it should be from the Redskins, right? Isn't that true? Yeah, I know. He wouldn't let any other footballs come into the house, I'm sure. All right, you want to tell me what? A stuffed animal. Okay, very, very, very good. Okay, so I got another question for you. Here's another question. Another question. All right, how many, well, I don't need to know how many. I just want you to know this. Listen, did you know that on the very first Christmas night, long, long ago, there were actually some presents that were given and opened on that very first Christmas night?
Wait a minute, Pastor.
There were.
John. Wait a minute. I have my Bible open right here, Luke
yeah,
chapter 2.
Right.
And I am not seeing anything at all about opening presents in Luke chapter 2. Are you sure?
Well, I'm absolutely positive, Miss Dawn. I have my Bible here, too, and I can show you that this is what's
right.
happening. Luke chapter 2, we'll
all
start
right.
with verse 8. Jesus has just been born, okay?
Right.
And so let's picture this in our minds, kids, okay? Join with me and we picture what's going on right here in our minds. First of all, we have Mary and Joseph right here with their brand new baby. And right here now, here's the first gift. Right here, the first present that was given to us right here. And who is that? It's Jesus. That's right. The best and the best Christmas gift ever. But look, he wasn't wrapped up in all kinds of Christmas paper, you know, with a bow and ribbons and all that. You know, he wasn't wrapped up like our gifts are going to be. He came, matter of fact, Mary, the scripture says that Mary, his mama, his name Mary, right? Mary wrapped him up in strips of cloth, and then put him in a what? In a manger, right. And the manger, in case you don't know, is where the animals ate. The animals ate from a manger, and that's what she put him in. But boy, wasn't he an awesome gift, because he was God's gift to the entire world. This is the gift of Jesus. See? I told you.
Okay, I'm beginning to understand now. I think you are too, right? So there's Mary and there's Joseph, and they got to open the first Christmas present ever, the best gift ever.
That's okay. Right. But there's more.
All right.
There's more. Matter of fact, we still back in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. There were some shepherds. Matter of fact, look at the screen. It says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. That's what happened.
Oh, that is so true, Pastor John. You are so right. Get it? We watch over sheep. Female sheep is called a ewe. Yeah, you are so right.
I got it. Aren't I the lucky one that the Lord would send me that kind of shepherd? One who thinks he's so funny. Anyway, here's the deal. The shepherds were out minding their own business. You got to picture this. Minding their own business because they were looking after the sheep. It was nighttime. And all of a sudden, God's glory just came and surrounded them. Out on that field, the glory of God showed up, and then there was one angel, and then an entire sky full of angels, right, went up in the sky and started speaking to them. Isn't that true?
Did the angel.
Oh, yeah.
What did the angel say?
Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Very good. You must be the angel. Nice to meet you, angel. Good job. All right. So that's what the angel did. That's what she said. And wow, those shepherds received an amazing, amazing gift that night. They absolutely did, even though they didn't know it at the time.
Oh, you are so right, Pastor John. We had no idea that we were getting the very first Christmas gift. We were scared. Scared out of our wits.
Well, you were more scared than I was. I was only a little terrified.
That's not the way I remember it. But that's okay. But anyway, that was something else that night. There was first one angel, and then a whole bunch of angels lining up the whole sky. Talk about glory.
Glory is right. One of the angels told us, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace be to those for whom his favor rests.
I get all choked up just thinking about it. The angels, that night, talked about that glory, and it filled us with so much love that we had to rush on over there and love on the one they was telling us about.
And so they did. And that's what the angels did. Let me tell you, there was another gift. Remember, the first gift was Jesus. The second gift that was opened that night was the glory of God. God's glory came on that first Christmas day in the person of Jesus. You know, even the shepherds got to see it, but they weren't the only ones, because when Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph, God's glory came with them, even though they may not have understood it right then. What did Mary? You must be Mary. What do you have to say for us tonight, Mary? You okay? Well,
the word became flesh,
wasn't it?
The word right. became flesh
and dwelt among
and
us.
And dwelt among us. We have seen glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Truth and grace.
Well done, Mary. Thank you so much. Hey, kids, I got a new word to teach you tonight. Brand new word. Right. Matter of fact, it's a Hebrew word. It's out of the Old Testament. And the word is this. It's called Shekinah. Can you say that word? Shekinah. Say it one more time. Shekinah. We're talking about the Shekinah glory of God. Miss Dawn, why don't you get two volunteers and help you open this sign real
quick? Okay, I'm actually going to get three. Would the three of you come on up? All right. Thank you. You take this side.
Oh.
You come back here in the middle. Oh, and Luke, too. You're helping out, Luke? That's great. Okay, so Luke's going to help, too. We'll unroll the sign. Yeah. Okay.
Don't let Luke fall off. Why don't you come over and help him hold this in? There you go. Good
job. This is great.
Job.
Do you want to help too? Okay. You go around.
Step down. All right. So the word is Shekinah. Say it. Shekinah. All right. So now, what kind of glory is it? It is Shekinah glory. Say it. Shekinah glory. That's the glory of God that came to us in Jesus on that very first Christmas. That is a present, a gift that God has given us. Let me explain. What in the world does this mean, Shekinah glory? It means God, look at the screen, it means God appearing, God living, God dwelling, God inhabiting. In other words, it's God's presence right here with you and with me. That is the Shekinah glory of God. Now, Mary, would you come here just a minute and bring your son Jesus with you? You know, when Jesus came to earth, when God came to earth in Jesus, God's glory came with him. Even though Mary may not have understood it at the time, God's glory came with him because Jesus came to earth as a real live human being, a real live person, And he brought his glory with him. Now, when Mary was holding him in his arms, his glory was there. Although Jesus looked so ordinary, a lot of people missed his glory because they didn't see it. But he was there with them anyway. God's glory was right there and right there in Mary's arms, even if she didn't think of it that way.
Oh, that is so right. Wow, God's Shekinah glory.
Yep.
You know, the angels sang glory to us. And then we went and visited glory in that stable with the animals and mom and dad. Oh, tell you what, best Christmas gifts ever.
Yeah, yeah, very good. All right.
Wow. Well, Pastor John, I just loved all of this. We learned a new word, didn't we? Pastor John taught us Shekinah glory. Wow. And I love that. I love thinking about the first Christmas and all the gifts that were opened on the first Christmas, Mary and Joseph opening baby Jesus. But wait a minute, Pastor John.
Yeah.
Look at all these kids here in front of us.
I see them.
They're going to be going home, and they're going to be opening really different kinds of gifts than those.
True.
And I don't know. They've heard about glory. They've learned a new word. Mm-hmm. And maybe all the families in here and all the people here tonight are thinking about God's glory on that first Christmas night. But how do they take God's glory home with them? And how do they share it with other people?
Okay, I've got the answer to that. The five presents.
Oh, that's right.
Let's get those.
That's right. We should
use
those out. Okay.
Because what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to take God's glory home by using the word glory. How do we spell glory? It's G-L-O-R-Y. Okay. So how are we going to take glory home with us? I'll show you. All right. Here's the first letter. The first letter is what? Is a G. Okay.
G.
That for us tonight is going to stand for the word go. Let's say it. Go.
Go.
Okay. G. What's the next letter? G. L. L stands for the word love. Love. Say love. Love.
Love.
All right. So G. L stands for go. Love.
Love.
Do it. Go. Love. Go love what? All right, got to have an O. All right, the O stands for the word on. Okay, so we have go,
love,
on. Okay, go love on what? All right, well, we need the fourth letter, Miss Dawn. What is it?
Right
here. It's R, G-L-O-R. Go love on, here's the word, real. Real, say real.
Real.
Okay, now let's do it all together, right? Go, love,
on.
Real. Real what? Love on real what? Why? Okay, you know what that means? Use. Use. I know it's grammatically incorrect, but that's the best I could do. Okay, go love on real
use.
Let's say it. Go
love on real
use. That's how we take glory home, by going and loving on real use.
Uh-huh. Real use. You mean you. You?
Yes.
Or wait a minute. We better make sure that they're not thinking that you're talking about girl sheep, Pastor John. Go love on real girl sheep. That doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm not talking about sheep at all.
You're not talking about that?
No, you can put that away.
Phew.
I'm talking about real people. Yous being real people, right? So when I say go love on real yous, what am I saying? Go love on real you, real people. You and 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 all of you out there to love on each other. And when we do that, when we're filled with God's love, we're able to experience God's glory, and we make the world a better place by loving on one another, by being kind to each other, by embracing each other, by showing respect to each other. And you know, when you do that, you make God smile. Do you know that? You make God smile when you bring His glory. How do we bring His glory? How do we do it?
Go love on real yous.
That's right. Love on the people around you. And that tonight is our story of Christmas. That is good news. Do you get it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, good. Okay. What? Well, why don't I pray first and then you can go back to your seat? All right? All right. Let me. You what?
I have a question. Why do you just say you?
Because I need it to be. I know you is plural too. It's singular and plural. Okay. Look, I did the best I could. You know, that's all I can tell you. Just use. All right. It sounds funny because I'm from the South. You know, I should have said go love on y'all. But I needed an R, and I didn't know what to do with it. Okay, so that's where we are. So tonight, it's all the Northerners. It's yous, like yous guys, you know. What? No, it didn't come from Santa Claus. It didn't. All right. Let's pray together. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for joining us here tonight and for the joy of being in this time, in this place, and in worship of you. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we thank you, God, that when you came in Jesus, you brought your glory with you. And we have seen that glory, we've experienced that glory, and we pray, God, that we would take the glory into the world by going and loving on the people around us. We love you, God, we praise you and honor you tonight. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. In the name of Jesus we pray, and everybody says, Amen. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas. You now may go back and find your moms and dads and grandmas and granddaddies and anybody else that you came with. All right. Very good.